P95.5 FM, WUTQ, 9 o'clock straight up. We've got 60, looks like 60 degrees even with beautiful blue skies. And again, the Herkimer County Fair kicking off today. So they have got absolutely fantastic weather for that. We've been busy this morning, and we remain busy as we welcome in primary candidate for the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. It is Jim Masucci. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and we want more than anything to just kind of introduce you to the area, introduce you to our audience, and let you get the word out a little bit. And in that respect, why don't we start from the very beginning?
Yeah, wow.
Start from, well, you know what? Let's start with your with your career in law enforcement. Talk a little bit about that, because you're not a stranger to law enforcement.
No, I'm far from a stranger to law enforcement, I guess. But first off, I'm 53 years old. I'm married. I have two children and one grandchild. I'm very proud of.
You don't look old enough to be a grandfather.
Well, thank you. I'll give you glasses here. I'll let you use mine in a minute here. But anyway, 1983, I joined the Rome Police Department as a patrolman.
Mm-hmm.
1988, I worked 5 years in patrol. 1988, the department formed their first special investigations unit, which was mainly narcotic enforcement for the city of Rome, and I was one of the original three members. I worked that 1988 to about 1990, then I was promoted to senior investigator in that unit, actually ran the unit. 1996, I was promoted to detective. Which in Rome PD, a detective handles the detective division handles all the felonies that come into Rome. The year 2000, I was promoted to detective commander, which was in charge of all the investigative units in the police department. 2003, I retired after about 21 years with Rome PD. I worked full time for the New York State Department of Correctional Services as a workman's comp fraud investigator. I did that part-time for probably 6 years while I was working with the PD, and in January 2004, took it full-time. 2005, here we are in January 2005, and I heard that Mayor Brown was looking for a full-time public safety commissioner for the city, and I interviewed with him, and he appointed me public safety commissioner in 2005, and here I am.
Which is where you are now.
Still, yeah.
And Mayor Brown obviously thinks highly of you, as he's given you his endorsement.
Yes, that meant a lot to me. You know, the mayor, you know, he put himself out. We're running a primary. I'm running a primary against Dave Townsend. And Townsend did get the Republican endorsement, but that's the way that Mayor Brown handles things. I've worked closely with him, and he doesn't play the games. He'd rather see the what he thinks is the best person in there.
So you've seen law enforcement from, well, you've really seen it from the streets. You've seen it at an administration level. You've really seen all aspects of law enforcement.
Yeah.
So you're well educated as far as that goes.
Yeah.
One of the things you've gone on record as saying is that if you do become the next Oneida County Sheriff, that you'll cut waste. Get a little bit deeper into that.
That's the first thing I think that needs to happen here. Okay. Because
can you be specific with what waste?
Oh, yes.
Did you cut?
Well, first off, the next sheriff definitely has to provide the best law enforcement or the best public safety that to the county residents, but at the same time has to be fiscally conservative and cognizant of the tax situation. Now, I've gone on record just using two subjects so far, and you know what? To your listeners and to a lot of people, they may seem small. But you know what? That's how you do things in an organization. You take the things that people overlook or believe that are small, and when you add them up, you know, it creates a pretty good sum. And the first thing that I looked at was obviously looking at the budget in the sheriff's department, trying to find waste is the take-home vehicles. Investigators or any type of employee that's on call 24/7 in a sheriff's department, it's a big county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they're on call and they need to respond, I have no problem with a take-home car. But if you're not on call, or if you're in a division where, say, training, for instance, I'm not sure that the training officer takes a car home. But I have, if that's true, I have to wonder now, isn't that a waste of taxpayer money in gasoline and wear and tear of the vehicle? So if we can take and cut out the non-essential take-home cars. Okay, there's one, because as you know, fuel is very high today, and the wear and tear on these cars is unbelievable. And again, a second example I used in not a very large one, I have to admit, but the cell phones. Police officers today, cell phone is another tool. You need them. You really need them. My point is, though, should the taxpayers be paying for your entire cell phone bill if you're allowed to use it privately also? I know in the city of Rome, I have a BlackBerry for my job. I need a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. However, I bought my own. I pay about $150 a month, and the city gives me a $38 a month stipend because I do use it personally, too. Mm-hmm. And again, those are two things that, small things, if you will, that needs to be trimmed in that budget or cut completely out of that budget. Now, there are several larger things, but I will be announcing my platform on the budget very soon.
That's a start. Are you comfortable taking a phone call?
Yes, I am.
Because we're not screening, and I can't promise it's going to be friendly. We'll go for it anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
B95.5, good morning.
Let's try that again.
B95.5, good morning. B95.5, good morning.
One more time.
There we go. B95.5, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kit. Jim, can you hear
good
the
morning.
Caller?
Yes,
okay?
I can.
Okay. Sir,
yes,
your name?
Yes, my name is Doug from Westmoreland.
Okay, Doug, do you have a question for
yes, I do.
Masucci?
Yes, I do. Okay. Recently, I've been inundated with mailers from Assembly Townsend, one of which was... He presented himself in a light with Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President of the NRA. Mm-hmm. I've been an NRA member for more than 30 years, and the mailer that I received on, you know, taxpayer dollars on, from the assembly position, basically was blowing his own horn as to being a champion of his Second Amendment, of your Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. My question for Commissioner Masucci is what do you feel Mr. Townsend's motivation was in challenging his right to carry a firearm?
You mean challenging my right?
Yes.
Well, you know, I've gone on record as saying, and I maintain it, it's nothing more than a political tactic that my opponent, quite frankly, is used to using after 20 years in the state assembly. It made no sense to me. You know, I've said this before, if I needed a permit, I have no problem getting a permit. But now, after all this, he reported me to the state police. I saw the state police captain's, Captain Kutz's interview on TV2 last night, who said that I'm perfectly legal. And then I saw Dave Townsend's response was, well, I interpret it differently than Masucci. Well, I not only questioned his Second Amendment views, I have to also question the fact that, you know, a sheriff isn't in there to interpret the laws. Judges interpret the laws. The law states what it is. And I would be nervous if I was if I had a sheriff in there that thought that he or she could start interpreting the laws. Now, these mailers you're talking about, I have seen them. People have brought them to me. And I'll be honest with you, I have to question that fact also. Here's an assembly person that basically announced his retirement from the assembly, yet he's still sending out mailers, and in my opinion, they are to further his campaign for sheriff. I just hope, I'm not here to disparage Dave Townsend, but I am here to tell the facts. And again, after this gun situation with me, I have the two questions. Number one, what was your motivation? What was your concern? Obviously, it was political. And number two, what are your real Second Amendment views? But that would be for him to answer, but that's my opinion on that, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Masucci?
Go ahead.
I had one other question I'd like to ask regarding Mr. Townsend's views there.
Yes.
Recently, as of last March here, Assembly Bill 7575, Mr. Townsend voted no on a bill that would have prohibited domestic violent offenders from owning handguns. And recently, just west of Rome here, we had an incident where a young man took the life of a young child, a previous domestic offender. What do you think Mr. Townsend's motivation in voting no on that bill was?
Well, you know, I could only guess. I didn't know his mindset. I did see that. I did see where he voted no. But you know what? I'm first off, my views on the Second Amendment are you know what? If you're a law-abiding citizen, you should have the opportunity to carry a firearm. You should have the right to carry a firearm. You should have the right to defend yourself. Now, this particular bill here, you know, having been a police officer in one form or another for 27 and a half years now, I've been to plenty domestic incidences, plenty domestic violence I've seen. And to me, domestic violence ranks number one in heinous crimes, because it's not only the male and the female or whatever it may be today against each other. They usually drag the children in. Now, I said any law-abiding citizen should be able to carry a firearm. Now, if you are the perpetrator of domestic violence and you're arrested, let me tell you something. You have no business being able to keep a firearm. And that incident with that three-month-old child highlighted that. So I'm not so sure that if I was in that position, I would have voted no on that.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9-11, and phone lines are open. If you want to call in this morning, we would be more than happy to let you ask a question of Jim Masucci, 6240870. You handled that well.
Well, thank you.
Nice, smooth. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Back to the handgun issue. Are you carrying a handgun?
I'm
carrying. Are you still carrying?
I have it right here on my ankle. It was unfortunate. This was very unfortunate. There's no police officer that wants to telegraph the fact that he or she is or is not carrying a firearm. Now, I am not a police officer. I am the full-time public safety commissioner.
Which is a civil position, right?
That's correct.
A civilian position.
That's
okay.
Correct. And under DCJS, Division of Criminal Justice Services, I'm allowed to carry this handgun. And again, where this situation is very unfortunate is I'm surprised that a guy running for sheriff, supposed fellow law enforcement officer, would put me in a situation like that, because I'm asked questions by the media based on his accusations, and I'm the type of person, what you see is what you get. I'm going to answer your questions. So I had to answer, and I had to tell the media that I stopped wearing my gun until this question was cleared up. That wasn't a good feeling at all. Now, Friday afternoon, it was cleared up. Even more yesterday, once I heard Captain Coots.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anything from the district attorney's office. I have now decided that I will carry 24/7. I have to for my own protection. I have to. I respond to serious incidences, be it the police or fire department. I respond there. I don't like being the only one unarmed. I have a right to carry this weapon, and I should carry it, because I could be in a situation where I'm there with the police officers. The police officers may come under fire or whatever, and I may be the only one standing,
mm-hmm.
and then I can't defend them either. So, you know, everything happens for a reason, I guess. I think this was kind of, definitely politically motivated. But in the end, it made me decide that I won't ever be without it now.
So talk to me about your position as public safety commissioner, and just kind of take me through your day and exactly what it is you do. Are you out there on patrol? Do you ever spend time with the officers? Are you out on the streets? Are you more administrative? What exactly do you do?
Well, it's more of an administrative function, but I have I have purview over the police department and fire department and animal control, any type of public safety service that the city offers. Now, I've been a hands-on manager for all my career. So even as public safety commissioner, it's an administrative position. I still am very hands-on. I have my radio on constantly. If there's a fire, a structure fire, a serious accident, or anything to do with the police department, I will respond. I do respond.
Okay.
And so, you know, again, being mainly administrative, I also like to be hands-on. I do not micromanage. I am there as a resource if the police or fire need it. And, you know, I kind of stay in the background and observe. And then, you know, I've been around 27 and a half years. The Rome Police Department in particular is a pretty young department right now. And I don't mind giving constructive criticism when it's over with. And, My day, there's probably, you can ask anybody that works in near my office, there's at least 6 to 7 constituents a day that come in. Unannounced, they come in. They can come in anytime they want and report either crime problems, any type of issues that would disturb their life. They report to me, and I relay it to the police department. If they choose to go right to the police department, they can do that also. But for some reason, they tend to come to City Hall.
Quarter past 9, it's 9:15. We're talking to Public Safety Commissioner and Republican primary candidate for the Oneida County Sheriff. His name is Jim Masucci. The phone number is 624-0870, 624-0870, if you want to check in. If you've got a question for the commissioner, we'd be glad to field that. Did take a call before you came on that they wanted a side-by-side comparison, your experience as compared to Dave Townsend's. And I'm not sure that you can speak for Dave's, but I think you pretty much spoke for your own already and where you've been as far as law enforcement goes.
Yeah, I've been from patrol up through administration. I've read Dave's. I'd rather have him speak on it, but I've read his bio.
Mm-hmm.
And I also worked with him a little bit when he was in the sheriff's department. I was in the Rome Police Department. The only thing that I don't see from his bio, and I didn't see from him at all throughout his career, is any administrative experience. He claims he was the president of the union over at the Sheriff's Department, which is true. I remember when he was, and I was the vice president of the PBA in Rome for my last 6 years there, where I negotiated contracts on behalf of the PBA. When I went over in 2005 as commissioner, I ended up starting to negotiate contracts with the police and fire from the city's standpoint. It also appears to me that Dave has 15 years or less of actual law enforcement experience. So I think resumes, put them next to each other. I don't know. I hate to use this expression, but to me, it's a no-brainer on who has more experience, and especially in administration.
17 past 9 o'clock, 9:17. Shall we field another call? B95.5, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Dave Townsend here.
Hey, Dave Townsend, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I don't want to talk the gun issue because that's not resolved yet. That's being still looked at by DCJS. But let's go back to Doug. That's Doug Singleton, who happens to be Masucci's campaign manager. And let's talk about that piece of legislation that he talked about with the taking the gun away from domestic violence complaints on that bill. Two things. Number one, all the issues covered in that piece of legislation are already covered under current New York state law. So there wasn't any need for it. And I think the other important point to bring out is that piece of legislation, besides my no vote, had 35 female members of the legislature vote no against it because it was not a piece of legislation that was in the best interest of all the parties. It created a scenario where innocent people, falsely accused, could then put their gun rights in jeopardy. And basically, because it is already covered under the statutes of the state of New York.
Dave.
That piece of legislation was drafted by the anti-gun legislators in the legislature that wanted to deprive everybody of their Second Amendment rights and to take their guns away. And that's why I voted no. That's why it had close to, I believe, 60 no votes. And a majority of the women in the I just wanted to clear that
Dave,
up.
Dave, I know Doug,
and I know he only likes to give half the story.
Yeah, right, Dave. Before you leave, I need to respond to that. Number one, I'm glad to see you have telepathic abilities to see that that was Doug Singleton. Number two, are you talking falsely accused like I was for carrying my weapon illegally? I understand.
Well,
Let me finish, Dave.
Nobody that's not a police officer that doesn't have a badge as a sworn police officer or peace officer under the laws of the state of New York has the right to possess a firearm.
Dave, can
it's
I finish, please?
It's got nothing to do with Second Amendment rights.
Okay. Can I finish,
it's got
please?
Nothing to do with your right to carry a firearm if you're licensed. The pistol permit officer Oneida County.
Well, can I finish?
You have to be licensed.
Can I finish my point, please, or my response to you? You chose to call in, which is fine. Number two, I didn't know that Doug Singleton was my campaign manager. I just want to make it public that you're wrong again on that one. But the other deal is you apparently went to the state police on this.
I
which
went
is
to
your
the state.
Right.
Let me tell you why.
Well,
I said
let me
again, to the state police because I was notified by a former member of the police department that you were carrying a gun illegally.
Dave, my point is...
Hold on.
I didn't finish. I'll respectfully let you finish. Let me finish, please.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I said that you went to the state police. That's fine. That's your right as a citizen.
Right.
However, I happen to see...
a member of the state legislature as an elected official. Someone reports a crime,
Dave,
a suspected crime,
Dave,
that I have to report it to a higher authority.
Dave, I am not criticizing that point if you'd let me finish. Okay?
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to tell you is I saw it with my own eyes last night on TV. Captain Coots said it's totally legal. Now, you went to the state police, and then you come on and you say, well, that's my interpretation is different than Masucci's interpretation. I just don't know when you're going to be satisfied with this. I'm totally satisfied.
I can tell you right now. As soon as I get the final determination from DCJS.
Because
right now there's still a question in Albany whether you're... what your status is with the police department, what your status is as a civilian, and what your status is to carry a firearm, because you are not covered under H.R. 218, right?
Dave, I'm not carrying under H.R. 218.
That's right.
Okay.
What are you carrying it under? 18 U.S. Code 964-D1?
Dave, listen. I'm not here to discuss what law I'm carrying.
Well, I just want to know where the mayor gives the authority.
Well, then ask the mayor. Ask the mayor.
To give a civilian
then you can ask
a firearm. That's the question.
You can
that
ask the mayor,
the
then, Dave.
We've tried.
Now, listen,
he won't answer.
You've shown your true colors, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to your Second Amendment views, okay? Here's a guy that's out
with
the...
Second Amendment.
Oh, yes,
Second Amendment
does.
Is the right to possess a firearm legally and have a license
what
for it.
They,
you don't have a license, and you're a civilian. That's the question, Jim. Not Second Amendment rights. Nobody questions your rights if you had a pistol permit. It's like all your other retired police officers that went to Rome PD and want to be certified under 18 U.S. Code 964. And the city told them, we're not doing that.
Dave,
we
the
don't
city
certify
had,
them.
The city had the option. I know who you're talking about because that retired Rome detective came to me, too. First, it's the city's choice whether they want to assume the liability, Dave. Okay? It's the city, and they did not want to assume the liability. And if you would do your homework... You could call other local police agencies. Under H.R. 218, they will
There's
not
no
do it either.
There is no, there
they
is
will
no
not
H.R.
Do it
218 in New York. Do you know that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well,
my
sure
point,
it matters
no.
to me. You can't be saying it's under H.R. 218 when there's no H.R. 218 federal law in New York. DCJS opted out of it.
But what I'm
they
saying,
said, we
Dave,
will not honor H.R. 218.
And I've said it before. I am not carrying under that, okay? I am not carrying
that.
Under that
we
H.R. 218.
We know that.
But,
but what are you carrying it under?
It does show.
The mayor's authority? The mayor doesn't have the authority to give anybody a gun. Is he arming the retired police officers that work in your dispatchers as civilians? No. Is he giving it to the
Is
guys in DPW?
Is
no, because they're civilians.
Dave,
what about the liability when you have a civilian running around with a loaded firearm?
Dave, listen, I have to tell you this. I've called you a career career Albany politician. And this is why.
No, I'm not. I'm just a concerned citizen of a civilian running around with an unregistered handgun.
You just spent the last 3 minutes filibustering, okay? Politicians filibuster, all right? That's all you've done. You haven't let me get a word in edgewise. You're wrong on this one, and you will not accept the fact that you're wrong. I mean, that makes me question you. I've always gotten along with you, Dave. I think you're a great person. Okay, it had nothing to do with being personal here, just so you understand that. But professionally, Dave, you're a career Albany politician, and I my hat's off to you for that. That's not an easy place to work, okay? But you tout your law enforcement experience, and you mislead the people when it comes to that. And I think this is one case right here. I'll be honest with you. You should have done your homework.
Why would I
you should have done your
the
homework.
Public, Jerry, when you stated in the paper in the article in 2007 that you got a gun from the mayor under H.R. 218? That raised a red flag.
Well, that's fine.
That
you had it checked
statement.
Into, Dave. My point is you had it checked into. Okay, and it's not under H.R. 218.
I have not heard from the state police.
Okay.
I have not, I can tell you right now, okay. I have not heard from Captain Coots at all on this thing.
Well, he was on
TV
last
night. The only one I've heard from is from the DCJS,
mm-hmm.
and they have verified that they do not honor H.R. 218 in the state of New York.
Okay.
We do not have your records of when you qualified for that gun, which you have to do under U.S. 18 U.S. Code.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that. Nobody wants to give those records up. So the question is still there.
Well, I think the
do you as a civilian legally possess a loaded handgun?
Dave, it appears to me that you're the only one that still has that question, and that's your right.
I'm sorry. We're not. There's quite a few out there that are raising the same question, and a lot of people that have had to apply for their pistol permits and taken anywhere from 6 months to 18 months to get licensed in the state of New York with a gun, and they're questioning how the mayor can just arbitrarily give a gun to a civilian.
Well, I say that you ask the mayor. I think you should ask the mayor.
Well,
I mean,
he's
all
your
you're doing
boss.
Is,
why did he give it to you?
You're kicking up all political dust is what you let's talk the issues, Dave. You want to
that
talk
is
issues
issue.
Sometime?
That is one of the issues.
Well, no, that's your issue. That's your political issue with me, Dave.
It's an
because
issue
I've
with a lot of people
several,
when it comes to guns.
I've got
a civilian
several,
running around with a gun.
I've
you
got,
don't have any arrest
there we go,
authority.
Filibuster
you don't have any authority to go to a crime scene and do anything. Do you get a pipe pole because you're the overseer of the fire department? You have a hose? No.
Dave,
you don't
I have turn on gear. I have everything, Dave. Listen, I've got, you know, to be honest with you, I've gotten more experience in the last 5 years than you've had your whole career when it comes to scenes and everything like that. Don't forget, Dave.
Okay.
I
well,
worked
that's a
with
day
you.
For the debate for another day.
I
but that's okay. The whole issue right now
right,
is the legislation that had to do with that you talked about.
Yeah.
That had to do with domestic violence. That's what I called in. I said I didn't want to talk to you about the gun issue because it hasn't been resolved. We'll discuss that at another time.
Well, Dave,
and
the domestic violence.
Tangent,
have you ever been
an
advocate for domestic violence in your years in assembly, Dave? Have
well,
you ever been an advocate?
It makes sense. That's your life.
Can you name me some? Can you name me any legislation
that you forward?
The
registration of domestic violence, the law that says when an order of protection is served, that it has to be enforced. That you can't just arbitrarily decide if you're going to move one party or another from the house. A lot of domestic violence bills we've done.
No, not we've. You. I'm asking you.
I'm talking we as the legislature, yes.
What did you authorize?
And one I voted against.
Oh, I know. That's the only one, correct? I mean, that's a question.
That had to do with guns. That
I know
had to do
that,
with
Dave.
Guns.
I'm
that
ask,
had an infringement
I'm asking,
upon the Second Amendment rights.
You brought it up. I'm asking.
No, you did. You what? Did. You had Singleton calling with a loaded question. Come on, Jimmy.
Hey, Dave. My question to you
listen,
again.
Listen, I don't want to take up any more air
no,
time.
No, have
listen,
you? Oh, it's getting
we'll,
hot. No,
we'll meet again. We'll meet in
hot,
other debates, and we'll discuss
no,
this. And I don't want to use up all the air time. But thanks for the call. Thanks for your answer, Jim.
Dave.
Thanks, Mike, for the opportunity, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey,
thanks.
Dave, do your Albany thing, okay, and just fly away like that. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, you want to talk debate. Anytime you're ready to debate, any place, any time, I'd rather talk issues with you. I know you're not used to talking issues because you really don't have the law enforcement background to talk administrative issues, but we'll give it a try anytime that you want.
Let's try one more here, see what we got. B95.5, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Safety Commissioner
Masucci.
Yes.
Have you talked with Daniel P. Sullivan lately?
I have not.
Okay, because you know who he is.
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious if he could enlighten you and what he told David about what the law was.
If he could?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm totally satisfied with the law. I'm totally satisfied with the interpretation. I have no reason to call Dan Sullivan.
It said in New York State,
he hasn't called me.
Carrying weapons under the federal law must have a pistol permit for the weapon being carried, according to Daniel P. Sullivan, Assistant Pistol Licensing Officer for the county. That's from the Friday Night Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
Run on all this.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if you got a hold of them. And
no, I'll tell you why, sir. Because
there's no question about what you think you're.
I don't
that
know.
You are right.
I don't know who you are, but I will say this.
I'm Bob from Westmoreland.
Okay, Bob. I am not carrying under the federal regulation, so it's moot. See, that's my point.
Okay.
I'm carrying as a full-time commissioner listed in DCJS, Department of Criminal Justice Services. That federal bill mainly is to allow retired police officers to carry across state lines.
Is that if they're studying or they're testing or they're practicing for the possession of a weapon?
What do you mean, sir?
If they're in training.
I don't get the question.
If a police officer's in training, does that enable them the right to carry without a permit, Bob? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
A civilian cannot carry or possess a gun without a permit.
I'm speaking about a safety officer that's in possession of a weapon under the thought that he's going to have a job. He has to train for that weapon, so he's allowed to carry it.
Yeah, I understand that. I still don't know what the question is, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I don't understand what the question is.
Bob, we thank you for the call.
Thanks, Mike. Got a beautiful show. Keep the hot stuff going. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You bet. 29 minutes now before 10 o'clock. It is 9:31. Well, where were we before all that started? So I think we've pretty much gone as far as we can with the gun issue. We're going to do one more call here, and let's hope it's not concerning the gun issue. B95.5, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask a question of Commissioner Masucci.
You're on. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, go ahead.
Okay. Commissioner Masucci?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Michael in town of Lee.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. I'm not a lawyer or a politician of any sort, but it just seems reasonable to me that Captain or Major Coots or whatever the state police department says that you can carry, as well as the appointing authority, which is the Department of Criminal Justice Services.
Yes.
I just more would like to make a comment. Being a citizen in the town of Lee and working in Rome, I want my public safety commissioner to carry a weapon just because.
Did we lose you, Michael?
Okay.
Well, I think we got the basic flavor of that call is he wants somebody that's in a position of public safety to be armed.
Well, I would think that anybody would want them to be armed, and the question apparently was if I needed a permit, permit was required. And you know what? Getting back to Dave for a second, he should know. He should know. He spent 20 years in the assembly. You cannot get a permit unless you own the weapon. And he was given information, I'm sure, that I did not own the weapon. It was city issued, so you can't get a permit.
Okay, Jim, we're going to do one more call here. B95.5, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Just for what it's worth, I was listening in there. Assembly Bill 7575 that Mr. Townsend voted no on, the domestic violent offenders prohibiting them from owning guns.
Mm-hmm.
That bill passed, by the way.
Yes, it did pass.
I think they should know that it passed.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much. 27 before 10 o'clock now, 9:33, and we are with the public safety commissioner, excuse me. Two totally different positions there, Jim Masucci. Okay, as we wrap things up, and I give everybody this opportunity that's running, give me your best pitch as to why Jim Masucci should be the next Oneida County Sheriff.
Okay. Well, number one, out of all four candidates, I'm the most experienced when it comes to law enforcement administration, or when it comes to administration at all. I'm not taking anything away from anybody else's background or their work, but when you're talking law enforcement, you put the resumes side by side, I have the most experience. I also have a record also of being fiscally conservative. And that's what it's going to take today, because with the talk of consolidation, in which, again, I don't like that word. That word has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
It's more we need to share services. Consolidation sometimes can mean job loss.
Yes.
I'm not looking to take anyone's job. However, I am looking to make people accountable for what they do, for their job because we are serving the public. And I want to do it in the most fiscally conservative manner. And I have that record in the Rome Police Department and the Rome Fire Department as actually expanding services and at the same time stabilizing the budget. I also have the budget experience. I've crafted budgets. I don't think my Republican opponent has ever crafted a budget on his own. And if he wants to talk about the state budget, I would give him a piece of advice. I would stay right away from that because I don't think too many people are happy about that. So I am not the career politician. I'm a lawman. I've been in law enforcement in one form or another for 27 and a half consecutive years. I don't have to go back and learn on the job with the technology. I don't have the need the on-the-job training. The technology itself in the last 20 years has changed tremendously.
All right, Jim Masucci, he is the Republican primary candidate for Oneida County Sheriff, a straight shooter, no pun intended.
Thank you.
And, you know, I do have a feeling, though, that this gun issue is far from over. So we may be contacting you again.
That's
would
fine.
You be willing to come
yes,
back
I
and
will.
Talk to
yes,
us at any
will.
Time? Very good.
Yes,
the primary is September 14th, and yeah. we urge everybody to get out and vote. Yeah. Jim Masucci, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you. It's nice being here. Thank
All
you.
Right. 24 minutes now before 10 o'clock. It is 9:36. The show is called Talk of the Town, and we've got open lines for the rest of the show today. It's 624-0870, 624-0870, Dionne Warwick, B95.5 FM, WUTQ, good morning.